and they'd want you to wreck it then.
Mm-hmm.
And times got pretty rough. I've had to wreck it. I've helped wreck it. But if it wasn't, we didn't wreck it unless we just had to. And of course, you didn't get anything out of wrecking it. All you was doing was just proving your honesty to them. We felt it. And all they was looking for was getting their wood wrecked for nothing. So I don't know whether it's that way, but that's the way we felt about it.
Well, like we were talking before about houses and stuff, back to that. Now, like the house you're talking about that you lived in had just one story, right?
That's where we were raised?
Yeah.
Yes, it was just really one story. Of course, the loft was in.
Yeah. Well, now, how did you get up to the loft?
We had a ladder at the back of the house and climbed up that ladder.
Well, now, like in a two-story house like this, what do you call the means that you used to get from the first floor to the second?
We call them stairways. Of course, they're called stairways now, but we used to call them stair steps.
Well, what about to get from the outside of a house to the inside, you know, when you have to go up a level? Do you call it the same thing?
Well, no, that's a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm. From the outside of the house? I mean, like, if you're coming up to the porch, what you'd have to
that's
walk
the steps.
Up, right, to get, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you said you had a front porch and a back porch in your house at Maple Grove?
Yes, where it's raised. Uh-huh.
Now, some houses like this one have two stories, and there's a porch on the top. Do you have a different
name? No, it didn't have it. No, it was just gable, straight gable. It
but like this house here, you know, it has a porch on the top, the house where we're in, you know, where we are now. Do you have a separate name for the porch of the top on a two-story house? Have you ever heard a name for that?
Well, it's the, I don't know. I guess that'd be called balcony, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I was just
I don't know.
You know
I don't know.
Now,
it'd just be an upstairs porch. I guess we just have to refer to it as an upstairs porch.
Well, now, like on the outside of a house, the boards that overlap each other on the outside, like on a frame house, what do you call that?
Well, that is weatherboard. Of course,
yeah.
The house that I was raised in, part of it had weatherboarding on it. And then a part of it was, we call it, clapboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
stripping.
There's a difference between weatherboards and clapboards.
Yes, on weatherboarding, it's a running crossways of the house, and weatherboarding. I mean, your weatherboarding is, and then where you clapboard or strip them, well, it's a box, and it's up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these rooms was fixed like that. The house originally just had two rooms to it,
mm-hmm.
And then when the other room was added, well, it was boxed,
mm-hmm.
and what they did, it was just lumber, and it was nailed up and down, and then the crack was covered up with a strip,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you can call it box or stripped or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just call it a box house where it's fixed that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you were talking about that when you used the wood, to bring the wood to town, that you would drive a wagon?
Yes.
And that was what you had to do then. But like nowadays, how do you come to town?
Well, everybody comes by car or truck, yeah.
Well,
I don't hardly ever see anybody walking.
You don't see anybody walking? Well, so when people are talking about coming to town, they say, well, I've got to, you know, when they're talking about how they're going to get there, they say, well, I've got to.
Well, then go to, well, you mean back then?
No, now.
Now they'd say I'm running into town.
And they'd say, I've got to, you know, talking about the means that they're going to get there. Well, I'm going to
drive into town. Or most of them just say to run into town anymore.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody's just taking for granted everybody's going to drive into town.
Right, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you're talking about driving, you might say, well, yesterday I